filth. Tainted. Corrupt. I feel no joy that I must make these pronouncements. You, in your arrogant mortal pride, have been led astray. Your lust has only grown more twisted, and the wrath you indulge in causes harm to all, condemning your soul to hellfire. Your position, however, is not unchangeable. You may still seek redemption, or it will be thrust upon you. Should you not wholeheartedly resolve to travel the righteous path, I will be forced to scourge every vestige of sin from you. The freedom is yours. Choose wisely. Liar. You stand caked in sin and attempt to defy me. Kneel. I am giving you one final opportunity to submit of your own will. Should you take it, this will be far easier. Very well. Remember, this was your choice. Your sins are legion. Chief amongst them are lust and pride. And I shall deliver you from them. If I must tear your soul from your body to do so, I will. Remove everything you're wearing. I see no need for clothes on you, garbed in vice such as you are. The shame you feel now is only a fraction of what you should have felt since you fell astray. I will be your conscience. While you cannot make your apologies to the Creator personally, I stand in His stead. You will grovel before me, and I shall make any decisions as to your fate. You may begin. It is my hope that you are developing humility. While your mouth is not yet full of the words of faith, my heel will suffice for now. Service it, and you shall learn where mortals truly belong. The enthusiasm you display would be heartening, but I see what it is. Mortal perversion. Moral decay. You take an action intended to create humility and derive satisfaction of the flesh from it. Disgusting. I will redeem you. The more you fight, the more painful it will be. But this will only end with an end to your corruption. Yield. Follow my orders without question, and redemption will find you. For now, let us abandon humility and focus upon your addiction to pleasures of the flesh. They may serve as a motivation, but they only serve to drive you further into sin. You will be stimulated, teased and pleasured, but will be denied the final satisfaction. Satisfaction will come only with service. Service of faith, service in work, service to me. As a being of divine perfection, I have no need of labor, but your heart, and only your heart, should swell at the thought of acting as an attendant to one such as I. I see the lust in your eyes. This form reflects moral purity, and with it, physical perfection. You may stroke yourself, but slowly. Gaze up at me and associate pleasure with perfection. You exist to serve and to reproduce. Your descendants will serve and reproduce. Their descendants will serve and reproduce. This will continue for all eternity under the watchful eye of the divine host. No mortal can interrupt the cycle, and none should wish to. On your back, thank me for dirtying myself to save you from the sin of excess. You will not escape this life without learning sincerity. An angel rots upon the ground like a beast with you, and you are consumed by your own selfish lust. You must turn that instead into gratitude. In spite of your mortal flesh, you are approaching a mark of purity. Deny just a few moments longer. Within the workings of my mouth, and be blessed. I believe in you. Do not disappoint. Disappointment is such a terrible thing to experience, isn't it? Do you wish me to face disappointment? And it works both ways. To see the person who was so excited about you the moment before becoming disenchanted in you to the point of anger. But there is something worse than that. The kind of disappointment when the person just loses all interest in you, becoming polite about your attempts. Ooh, that politeness. Isn't it just poison? I will never be polite with you. Disappoint me, and I shall be furious. Well, excuse me for expecting something of a person created in his own image. And it's not that I expect that much. Is it really this hard to rise a hair's breadth about the level of beasts and do one thing right when it really matters? You were given the greatest gift of free will, and this is how you use it. Choosing vice over virtue, again and again and again. You're not doing well. Concentrate. Don't think of my tongue. Don't think of my lips. Think of something else. Think of redemption. What's with the throbbing, really? You can do better. Honestly. Unbelievable. And that is all the strength you can muster. You're licking. What was that man about? You're not supposed to enjoy this, you know. This is a test. A trial. I feel like you are not taking this seriously. You're about to disappoint me. Are you not? You were so close. You had almost overcome your sins. But you curled in my face in your filth. The moment before you were purified. Had you denied your base instincts for but a second more, you would have been cleansed. Disgusting. My disappointment in you is boundless. Clearly, your flesh must suffer true mortification before you made